did you go to college?
Yes. I started college right after high school. I went three semesters and saw that I wasn't failing or anything. It just wasn't, I wanted to go to the Army. I wanted to be in the Army. Vietnam was going. I felt an obligation there. My dad actually tried to talk me out of it. I can remember the conversation. I told him, I'm joining the Army. And he said, what about Vietnam? I said, well, I think maybe I ought to do that. He said, well, I think maybe it's kind of a mess. And this was in 65, when there were still a lot of people thought the war was a good thing or a needed thing. But he kind of saw it as confusion. And he was still a pilot in the Air Force at the time.
National Guard?
Yeah. Right. It had changed from the reserve to the National Guard, his unit. He was flying C-119s, which is a little split-tailed two-engine job, jump paratroopers. And ironically, I was a paratrooper, and we just never set it up where I could have jumped out of his plane. I wish we had him.
Oh, yeah. But we should also say that Vietnam was very controversial. They kept calling it a conflict for a long time.
Yeah.
But eventually, I guess, called it a war.
Yeah. Well, when I was talking to my dad about it in the Christmas of 65, and he was shadowing me about, hey, look at it closely, I couldn't have pointed to a map and shown you where Vietnam was.
Right.
You know, that was the only... The way I knew Indochina was Terry and the Pirates out of the newspaper.
Right.
That was my...
Right, right. So then you joined the Army when?
I joined the Army in January of 66.
And where did you go? Where was your basic training?
I went to basic training at Fort Bliss, and they hadn't had basic training at Fort Bliss for 40-some years. Even during World War II, it was not used as basic training. And we... Actually, my basic training, we rebuilt the barracks, and about the time we were to graduate, we had them rebuilt.
For the next group.
For the next group.
Right, right. That's in El Paso, Texas.
Yes.
Then what did you do after basic?
I went to Fort Dix, New Jersey. It was kind of an advanced infantry training for people that were going to go to jump school.
Why did you choose jump school? Were you assigned to that, or did you volunteer?
I volunteered. When I went to see the recruiter in Stillwater, and he was talking about it, and he said, well, because I was going in unassigned. I wasn't trying to sign up for it. He said, you should be a paratrooper. And I said, why should I be a paratrooper? He said, because everything is the same, except you make $55 more a month. And which... basic pay was $60 a month, and he said, just be a paratrooper. He said, right. You get the same training. And it was really good advice.
Yeah. How old were you now at that time?
I was 19.
So this is at Fort Dix?
Yeah.
New Jersey. Then what happens to you?
In the interim, my aunt, who we just had a memorial for this weekend, who she died, she was 102. But anyway... And her husband was a lieutenant colonel. And she thought I should go to West Point. There's a way you can go to West Point through the Army. And you have to test, and then you spend a year at Fort Belvoir, Virginia, and then you go to West Point. Well, I was reluctant, but I took all the tests and everything. And when I was at Fort Dix, I got the appointment. As luck would have it, my uncle was coming back from Italy. He had spent 2 years in Italy going to Vietnam. And he took me to dinner. He knew the camp commandant, who was a brigadier general. And we were just talking, and I said, well, I'd sure like to go on to jump school while I'm waiting. He said, you'll be there in the morning. So it's good to know people. So I went to jump school, and while I was at jump school, I wrote the first sergeant at West Point and told him I would decline. And I just, you know, your 19-year-old kid, that set me up for 11 years of commitment.
Oh.
And that seems like a long time. And it, you know, when you're 19, that's, so I it was hard for me to process that. And I really didn't want to go to West Point.
Yeah.
So, and you really need to want to go.
But it's a nice compliment to you that you could have gone.
I had the appointment. But
yeah.
I just, and my aunt never really forgave me for that.
You had training at Fort Benning, Georgia?
I went from Fort Dix to Fort Benning to jump school. And then from jump school, I went to Fort Campbell, Kentucky, which is the head of the 101st Airborne Division. And that's where I was.